Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today is our chance to get caught up with what's going on in the Riley County Police Department. And joining us here via Zoom today, Director Dennis Butler. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you? It's a beautiful Friday, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's way better than it was, about 10 days ago or so, whenever it was zero.
Seems like a distant memory now.
Oh, man, I hear you. I like this time of year. Of course, we were talking earlier, and my birthday's this weekend, so it's kind of, for me, the kickoff almost to spring, because I kind of think February 28th is right in the middle there. It can be cold, it can be warm, and you just never know what you're going to get this time of year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, having your birthday about this time, looking at it that way.
It's a nice little spring forward here, and I'm looking forward to it because my birthday also is going to mark the end of the current health order as it currently sits. We're getting a new health order going into effect essentially midnight on March 1st, and I think a lot of people are encouraged because it's going to lift a lot of the restrictions here locally.
Yes, it is. In fact, the only thing that I'm personally aware of is that the mask ordinance here in the city will remain in effect, I think at least until the end of March. I assume the city commission will meet prior to that and discuss whether or not they want to extend it or not. But yeah, in preparation for the current order being replaced by a new order and lifting gathering size restrictions, we definitely, with the students back and the warmer weather, are anticipating more activity down in Aggieville and around the city. So we're preparing for that for the next few weekends.
Yeah, certainly. And I know that a lot of the businesses down there have been forced to close at midnight, and this will lift that. That's one of the main components of this new local health order. How much of a burden does that take off the police department having a little less restrictions down in Aggieville?
I don't know if I would characterize the burden on us that way. I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy for the business owners. I'm happy for the community that we're returning to some semblance of normalcy. I mean, I know we're not there yet, but we're making progress. Fewer people are getting sick. Fewer people are dying because of COVID in our community. So I couldn't be happier for just the entire city and county overall.
Yeah, it's nice to see those trends continuing here in our area when it's not always the same everywhere. I mean, everywhere's different. It is good to see that. How about cases in the police department? Have you guys been able to, for the large part, manage that pretty well?
Yeah, currently we have no active cases. Overall, we've had 35 employees throughout the pandemic test positive, but currently they're all recovered. So we're in good shape here. All the employees at the end of last week, for the most part, at the end of last week, if they wanted both COVID vaccinations, they received them. So everybody's vaccinated. In fact, today is my 2-week post second shot or booster shot. So if the experts are right, I should be immune from COVID at least for a while as of today.
Good to hear. Well, and they're really getting those vaccines out here pretty quickly. That whole response has been impressive. I know that there's been delays in some places, but largely, how would you rate the response here of the health officials?
Well, you know, I haven't been directly involved in it, but I do have staff involved who are still participating in the EOC. I would rate us right up there across the state of Kansas. We have, as a community, done an amazing job, and it really comes down to the cooperation and collaboration amongst all of the agencies involved in this, the health department, police, fire, EMS, volunteers, city and county governments working with us. I don't know how many other counties still have EOCs up and running. I think we're in the minority, but I point to that as the dramatic difference in why things are going so well here, because that coordination and commitment continues, even though things are starting to loosen up, the restrictions are being lifted. So that's my perspective. Others may have a different one, but that's how I see it. I think we've done really well because of those reasons.
We might give our listeners a little insight into the EOC and how that operates, because I think that it's similar to what we saw in 2019 with the flooding here, isn't it?
It is, and it's the same concept where you have a public emergency or a potential emergency, and we start meeting on a regular basis with all of our partners who would be involved in helping address it. And they meet regularly, the public information function. You know, when I gave the list of people before or organizations, I left out K-State. They've been involved in this, and also Fort Riley. And the fact that they talked, at one point they were talking multiple times every day of the week. And once things got up and running and were running more smoothly as a group, they started meeting less often, but sometimes still twice a day. But that constant communication has really made a difference, in my opinion, in how this has gone. So right now it's still continuing. We haven't, the EOC hasn't closed down. I don't know if there's a date in mind. We'll just have to take it week by week and see.
I think it bodes well for our Manhattan Riley County community in the future. If we ever have any other major deals, we know that this area can come together real fast and support itself.
Well, you and I, Brandon, haven't been here for our entire adult lives, and I can tell you I've heard from many people in emergency services that this kind of relationship has existed for many, many years, probably decades. So it's nothing new, and I think that's another reason why it's working so well. We know each other. We know we work together regularly. We communicate regularly. And when you do that prior to the emergency that hits, no matter what it is, then when you're trying to work your way through that, it just always seems to go better. And I think the citizens of Riley County are very fortunate.
You know, speaking with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler, you mentioned Aggieville activity and it going to be probably increasing here in the next few weeks. It was interesting. You know, anytime I post a news story about Fake Patty's Day on our Facebook page, it just takes off. People engage with that probably more than just about any news story we do here throughout the year. But it's interesting because that was a topic of discussion at the law board meeting, and it sounds like there's less, I guess, promotion around that now within the Aggieville community. And I know the police department probably appreciates that, but you still will have your hands full more than likely in a few weeks with activity.
Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Students are back. Warmer weather is upon us. We know there's going to be bigger crowds and more volume and celebrating. A lot of people will be celebrating just because they can go down there and not have to worry about standing next to somebody. So we're preparing for that. We're going to have plenty of officers on duty and prepared to deal with any issues that arise, and there probably will be. I don't know what they'll be, but I think it's just that return to normalcy and people celebrating some freedom, you know, freedom from the restrictions they've been living under for so long. I think it's a good thing that we're returning to the way things used to be. And there's other things that come along with that, and we'll do our best to make sure everybody can be safe and enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. Will you guys be calling in? I know in the past you've called in help for events like that from other agencies around the air, Junction City, I think Emporia, Lawrence. Will that be the case here this year?
Well, but currently that's not the plan. It's not the plan because Dennis Cook, the ABA executive director, said at the law board meeting that they're not promoting it. We do know that there are some businesses down there that are marketing celebration, and some of them are citing Fake Patty's Day. But because of the fact that it's not going to be the way we anticipated the activities in the past, we're not making those arrangements right now. Hopefully, we won't regret that decision. I don't think so, based on what I'm seeing and hearing. But we're going to have extra staff available no matter, and then we'll gauge how things go from there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, 9:17, why don't we take our first break here on In Focus, and we'll come back. More discussion here with Director Butler, RCPD, and we'll take your phone calls at 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this.